Hare Krishna. Question: is it that joy is comfortable for the body, but suffering is what causes the growth of the mind? Answer: yes and no. It is not that suffering is necessary or indispensable for growth. Growth is a matter of choice. When we face problems, when we face reversals, at that time how we respond is a parameter, is something which ultimately depends on our own free will. Yes, our culture, our upbringing, our conditionings, the kind of attitudes we have cultivated, all these matter. But ultimately, it's a matter of choice. And we can grow through failures, we can go through sufferings, and we can grow through joys also. The Bhagavad Gita's perspective is that we are spiritual beings, and to the extent we keep our vision fixed on spiritual reality, then both pleasures or pains at the material level don't matter. Na prahrishet priyam prapya, no dvijet prapya cha priyam. Sthira buddhi rasam moodho brahmavid brahmani sthitaha. So Krishna says that do not become elated when there is pleasure and do not become devastated when there is pain. He talks about this in 5.20 in the Bhagavad Gita. And he says be situated, fixed in the spiritual platform, brahmavid brahmani sthitaha. And by that Krishna says you will grow. So now there are two extreme attitude towards sufferings, towards pains. One is that when there is pain, we take that suffering as a statement against us. Failure is an event. Failure is not a person. So when we take failures personally and think that, oh, I am good because I failed, that means I am good for nothing, then that is a very unnecessarily pessimistic and self-crippling attitude. Such an attitude can be avoided when we think of failures as our stepping stones towards success. So failures can help us to introspect, to improve and thus grow. At the same time, there's another extreme is to think of failures in themselves as virtues. The fact of this world is that there is misery in this world. And the miseries of this world are meant to ultimately raise our consciousness to the spiritual level beyond the miseries of this world. So, that spiritualization of our consciousness is the purpose of misery. Yeah, if we start thinking of misery itself as a virtue, misery itself as growth inducing, then why not subject ourselves to misery voluntarily so that we can grow? It's not that a child by banging one's head against the wall is going to grow a bigger head. Just as misery does not cause growth at a physical level necessarily. Similarly, at an internal, emotional or mental level also, misery alone doesn't cause growth. Misery, when we respond to it positively, then we grow. And actually, even amidst pleasure, amidst joy, amidst happiness, if you respond positively, rather than thinking that, oh, now I have arrived, now I have become great, now I have become successful, rather than basking in our own self-congratulatory egomania, instead, if we focus on understanding that God has blessed us and we should go closer to God using the facilities, gratefully accepting the facilities and the blessings that He has provided, then we should use those blessings properly, then we will grow even through happiness. So the disposition to serve in every situation, whether it is in distress and failure, or what can I do, how can I serve in this situation, and whether it is in success and joy, what can I do, how can I serve now? So the disposition to serve is the surest guarantor of growth and happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.